my name is Amanda Shu from here in high school, and my project was about how animals sense cold. Humans must sense temperature in order to survive. While heat sensation has been extensively studied, much less is known about cold sensation. When you walk out on a cold winter day, you're probably going to shiver and want to put on a coat, which brings us to question, how do we sense cold? We sense cold through cold-sensing receptor proteins expressed in sensory neurons located in the skin. However, the identities of these receptor proteins and sensory neurons remain unknown. The complexity of human biology makes it difficult to study cold sensation in humans because the basics of sensory mechanisms are conserved from animals to humans. I seek an animal model to study cold sensation. This brings us to the research questions. Do animals sense cold? And if so, how? What are the genes and neurons that mediate cold sensation? So I hypothesize that cold temperatures will evoke an avoidance response in animals through genes and neurons. I will test these hypotheses using genetic and behavioral experiments. I need a model organism to study cold sensation. I decided to use Thomas Hum Morgan's fruit fly, more specifically the larvae, because they are more easy to characterize in comparison to the flying adults. Although they look very different from humans, the genetic molecular makeup are very similar. For over a century, the study of fruit flies has told us much about humans, including neurology and behavior. As we all know, it is very easy to heat up things, but it's more difficult to cool down things. Humans have used fire for thousands of years as a source of heat, but the refrigerator was only invented a couple of centuries ago. A lack of technology that can cool rapidly and precisely makes cold so difficult to study. So in order to address these technical difficulties, I decided to use a customized made cooling device, a cold probe shown here that can cool rapidly and precisely at specific areas of the larval body. The Olympus microscope was used to observe any larval cold responses. So midterms or larvae were tested because they're more easy to characterize in comparison to the flying adults. And in order to maintain the flies, I set up the breeding or a cross amongst the parental generation in narrow vials with the yeast and grew them at 25 degrees Celsius. And after 5 days, I took out midterms or larvae to experiment with. And I took them out, these larvae, out of the narrow vials using a fly loop. And then I placed the larvae onto a great plate. I adjusted the temperature control probe to 95 degrees Celsius and adjusted to a level above the larvae without physically contacting them. For each trial, and I directed at three different areas of the larval body, the anterior, middle region, and posterior. For each trial, tested by larvae at a time, the sample size was at least 8 trials for each condition, for a total of at least 40 larvae were tested. Before each cold trial, I conducted a mock trial in which the temperature control probe was adjusted to room temperature to make sure that the larvae were not avoiding the cold probe itself, the probe itself. So Drosophila respond robustly to cold when the probe is directed at the anterior region of larvae. They withdraw from the probe, which I called anterior contraction. They also exhibit head turn behavior. The larval head avoids the probe in an act of evasion. When the probe is directed in the middle region of larvae, they exhibit middle bending behavior. The middle region of larvae bends away from the probe in an act of evasion too. When the probe is directed at the posterior region of larvae, they do not respond. I have videos of all three of these behaviors if you're interested in seeing them. So in conclusion, I observed two anterior behavior responses to cold, which are anterior contraction and head turn, and also observed middle bending behaviors. So my next steps are to identify the genes and neurons that are required for the temperature behaviors observed. So I decided to test known cool sensors to identify the genes necessary for cold sensation. And I want to see if these known cool sensors play a critical role in larval cold avoidance. So the IRs are known cool sensors in larvae, and the IR mutants, which do not functionally express these genes, do not show defect in any larval cold avoidance behaviors, suggesting that cool receptors are not required for cold sensation. And that's absolutely fine because cold sensation and cold sensation are most likely mediated by different genes and neurons. Based on a recent scientific study, GluR3, a glutamate receptor, was shown to function as a cold receptor in another model, C. elegans, a nematode worm. The homolog of GluR3-GluK2 was also shown to function as a cold receptor in mice and humans. So KIR1D is the homolog of GluR3. I decided to test the homolog of GluR3-KIR1D to see if it can function as a cold receptor in fruit flies. After testing two alleles of KIR1D mutants, I observed a similar phenotype between the two, defect in anterior contraction, suggesting a KIR1D, a candidate cold receptor, is important for cold sensation. So my next step was to identify the neurons that mediate cold sensation. The DOCC neurons, and I decided to test known larval cruel neurons. The DOCC neurons are a trio of neurons that are critical for larval cruel avoidance located in the anterior larva and the dorsal organ ganglion. I expressed Titanix toxin in these DOCC neurons using the GAL4-US system, which I'm going to talk about more later, and this silenced the neuronal activity of DOCC neurons. In the DOCC silence larvae do not show defect in any cold avoidance behaviors, suggesting that cold sensing neurons are not required for cold sensation, which is okay, suggesting that there are unknown sensory neurons that mediate cold sensation. In conclusion, I developed the fruit fly as a model to study cold sensation, and fly larvae exhibit robust avoidance responses to cold temperatures, which are anterior contraction, heteron and middle bending, and known cool sensors are not necessary for cold sensation, which are the IR receptors, and KIR1D, a candidate cold receptor, is important for cold sensation, which more specifically anterior contraction behavior. And cool sensing neurons, known cool sensing neurons, are not necessary for any of these three cold avoidance behaviors. So what do I plan to do in the future? I plan to identify sensory neurons that are important for cold sensation by silencing different groups of sensory neurons, using GAL4 drivers, and characterizing the expression pattern of KIR1D, because KIR1D has been shown to be important for anterior contraction behavior, suggesting that the neurons that express KIR1D can also be important for cold sensation. So I want to identify if these sensory neurons are cold sensitive. They can actually sense cold, not just mediate cold avoidance behaviors. And I also want to identify if the cold sensing receptors are important for heteron and middle bending behavior, because KIR1D was only shown to be important for anterior contraction behavior. That is all.